is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, June 12, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First, today, according to USA Today News, U.S. airstrikes targeted Islamic extremists in Somalia on Sunday as the U.S. ramped up efforts to support the East African government in the face of brutal attacks from the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab terrorist group. The U.S. African Command said current assessments indicated 8 militants died in the airstrikes, which appeared to be the first since President Trump gave the Pentagon the go-ahead in March to conduct actions against the ruthless group in support of partner forces in Somalia. Second, today, according to the New York Post, recent acts of terror in Europe are the new normal and surely coming soon to the United States, former NYPD Commissioner Bill Branton ominously warned on Sunday. Evildoers have stepped up attacks on soft targets such as the London Bridge, the Manchester Arena, and Bastille Day in Nice in the past 12 months, making a similar terrorist strike on American soil inevitable, Branton told the Katz Roundtable. Branton told interviewer John Katsimatidis on AM 970, quote, European-style terror attacks are going to be the new normal in our world. He warned that the pace of terrorist attacks, certainly in Europe, has been increasing. That type of attack is quite likely to occur in the United States at some point in time. Third, today, according to Politico, President Donald Trump has set a deadline of July 4th for a shakeup of the White House that could include removing Reince Priebus as his chief of staff, according to two administration officials and three outside advisors familiar with the matter. While Trump has set deadlines for staff changes before only to let them pass without pulling the trigger, the president is under more scrutiny than ever regarding the sprawling Russia investigation, which is intensifying the pressure on his White House team. Fourth, today, according to CNN, with a single tweet on Sunday evening, Melania Trump made it official. The White House is no longer operating with the First Lady in absentia. FLOTUS has moved in. The tweet read, looking forward to the memories we'll make in our new home, hashtag moving day, which featured a picture from inside the executive residence past the Truman balcony overlooking the South Lawn. Melania Trump, who has performed duties as she can, when she can, during her brief visits to Washington over the past 5 months, has been far from a regular presence at the White House. The most consecutive days the public has seen the First Lady were in May abroad, when she accompanied President Donald Trump on his first international trip. Fifth, today, according to Reuters, two cybersecurity companies said they have uncovered a sophisticated piece of malicious software capable of causing power outages by ordering industrial computers to shut down electricity transmission. Analysis of the malware known as Crash Override or Industroyer indicates it was likely used in a December 2016 cyber attack that cut power in Ukraine, according to the firms, Slovakian security software maker ESET and U.S. critical infrastructure security firm Dragos Incorporated. The discovery may stoke fears about cyber vulnerabilities in power grids that have intensified in the wake of the December Ukraine attack and one a year earlier that also cut power in that nation. Sixth, today, according to the Associated Press, Pope Francis has laid down an ultimatum to defiant Nigerian priests: lose your job if you don't obey me and your bishop. Francis met June 8th at the Vatican with a delegation from the Ahaiara Diocese, where priests have been refusing to accept the 2012 appointment by the then pontiff Benedict XVI of the local bishop. The Vatican newspaper, reporting the Pope's unusually harsh order, said Sunday that Francis was acting, quote, for the good of the people of God, by threatening to suspend the priests from the ministry if they did not pledge in a letter by July 9th total obedience to Francis and accept Bishop Peter Okpaleki's appointment. Finally, today, according to the Associated Press, its strongholds in Iraq and Syria slipping from its grasp, the Islamic State group threatened to make this year's Ramadan a bloody one at home and abroad. With attacks in Egypt, Britain, and Iran, among others, and a land grab in the Philippines, the group is trying to divert attention from its losses and win over supporters around the world in the twisted competition for jihadi recruits during the Muslim holy month. The militants insisted in their English-language magazine this week that losing territory has only made it work that much harder to kill. The attacks since Ramadan's beginning on May 26 show the sweep of the group's ambition, from attacking the West to expanding in the Philippines to targeting Shiite powerhouse Iran, something al-Qaeda itself never rests. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. 1 John 4:4 says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Albert Schweitzer said, "Just as the wave cannot exist for itself, but is ever a part of the heaving surface of the ocean, so must I never live my life for itself, but always in the experience which is going on around me." God loves you, always has, and always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.